The local chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, Canada continues to battle impaired driving in the region through various measures. MAD Canada was formed in 1989 to create a national network aimed at helping victims and survivors of this violent crime. Estevan's Connie Hagel joined the group 4.5 years ago. Hagel took up the cause to bring awareness to communities in southeast Saskatchewan. Too many times Hagel heard the argument that the way home could be driven on back streets or back roads, as drivers would insist that they were fine, and they had done it many times before. Hagel's response was always, "It only takes that one time. The lives of your family and friends and the victim's family and friends are often impacted with life-changing results. Driving impaired is a choice. There are no excuses." Hagel has been heavily involved with the program and was named the community leader and national board member for Saskatchewan and Manitoba and is deeply passionate about the cause. Hagel was named Volunteer of the Year in 2020 after she created the Impaired Driver Caught Here campaign, which gained federal attention. Others have taken notice of her passion for spreading awareness within Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Hagel refers to herself as an anomaly, because she's never been personally impacted by impaired drivers. But she just felt the need to do something about this crime. "If I can stop one person from making this terrible choice, I've won a battle," Hagel said. She is quick to recognize the magnitude of the war against impaired driving. "We're fighting a good fight," she noted, adding that changing people's attitudes toward nonchalant choices and turning them into informed behaviors is winning some battles. However, the war continues. MAD advocates education and awareness. It all comes down to choice. This holiday season, Hagel and MAD remind the communities in southeast Saskatchewan and elsewhere to plan ahead and arrange for a safe and sober ride home. Ask a peer to be the designated sober driver for the ride. You can take a cab, walk, or stay over. Be aware that friends and family would rather you call them, no matter the hour, for a safe ride. There are lots of choices available to an impaired driver to make it home alive. And planning ahead is the best advice that Hagel can offer. She also sees the importance of reaching out to children as young as grades 4 and 5. She notes that everyone has a choice when it comes to impaired driving, and children have the right to say, "I won't travel with you because you've been drinking," as well. The presentation to elementary students differs from the high school one. Impaired driving traffic crashes account for 55% of fatal road accidents among 16 to 25-year-olds, and are linked directly to alcohol, drugs, or both. This and previous years, Hagel has taken part in numerous check stops with local law enforcement. She hopes that anyone, who is found impaired at one of the check stops, will realize the opportunity that they have been given and make better choices in the future. While the driver will endure legal blows due to the choice to drive impaired, in cases like that no one was hurt or killed. With the Christmas season upon us, Hagel reminds the community, make safe, healthy choices and make it home alive.